21st Century.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed and insured? The Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors proudly presents the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year and America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hello, America. That's right. I am the Cajun King, the Cajun Contractor, and this is Home Talk USA, the only home improvement radio information source that gives you access to all of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe. What we do here each week is that I have the great pleasure of interviewing all these great manufacturers and inventors of home improvement technology, which we bring them to you. A lot of times this technology is in advance, sometimes even before the technology even hits the public. So that's what we do here. We educate you. We advise you. We guide you on pretty much anything that has to do with home improvements. Hello, everyone. Got a great 3 hours. That's right. I will be live here for the next 3 hours, taking your calls, answering your emails, and pretty much anything that has to do with your home. Before I get into our guests and topics, got some great announcement. Home Talk USA would like to acknowledge and also thank the International Association of Plumbers and Mechanical Officials, IAMO. They're going to continue their sponsorship of Home Talk in 2012. As you know, IAMO is the largest plumbing code certification and training organization that has been protecting the public's health and well-being for over 85 years. You can check them out at IAMO.org. Also, we have Flame Engineering, manufacturers of the Red Dragon line of propane torches, the most popular weed-burning torch in America. They're going to continue their sponsorship of Home Talk in 2012. You can check them out at flameengineering.com. As I said, got a great show for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Paul Tobe. He is with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. We're going to be talking about the EPA lead paint certification and training. Paul's going to give us an update on what's happening with the lead paint law. Also, we're going to have our buddy Stephen Klein with the National Association of Professional Accredited Contractors, NAPAC for short, which is basically a legal outsource for professional contractors and remodelers. Basically, Steve helps contractors to make sure they're in compliance with state and federal law when it comes to their construction contracts, and Steve is going to give us an update on that. So, as I said, got a lot going on here for the first hour of Home Talk. If you want to join us, simple, 1-800-259-5791. The call is free anywhere in the continental USA, HomeTalk1350 at yahoo.com. And as always, we do invite you to check out our website, HomeTalkUSA.com, 24/7, 365. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, my Facebook page, and all the great websites that we operate to help support the show. All right, let's get going. I'd like to talk to my buddy Steve Klein. He checks in about once a month, lets us know what's happening. Hey, Steve, welcome to Home Talk. How you doing, my friend?
Great, Michael. How are you this afternoon?
You know, if life was any better, I'd be scared to wake up, my friend. first of all, before I get into you're going to give us an update on what's happening with NAPAC. Can you basically just give us a little summary for our new listeners and tell us what NAPAC is purpose and exactly what you guys do down there?
Sure. NAPAC is a national association for professional contractors, and we have got all the legal documents and how to run a home improvement or remodeling company on a state-by-state basis, and there's never been anything like that. It also covers federal, of course, but on a state-by-state basis, so if someone's in Louisiana and they just want to know everything about how to be legal contractor, they just join NAPAC, and then they can buy everything they need a la carte as they need it. We have one of the things we especially have is a $50,000 guaranteed contract, which means that if for any reason that contractor uses our contract, NAPAC, and they have any problem in the court system, as an attorney general or someone says that it's invalid, we would come and defend them on the basis that it is a legal contract.
Now, we had the great opportunity a couple months ago to, and we talked about it last month, to be at the National Association of Licensing of State Regulators of Contractors, and you had a great it was a great benefit for your organization because you got a chance to talk and exactly learn about the particular needs in each particular state when it comes to licensing of contractors, and particularly the contracts and legal issues of their state. And you found it was very, very useful. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. this is becoming more and more a problem we're living in such a regulatory, era that there's so many new laws that are coming up on a statewide, lead safe practices with the EPA. People are getting fined for not having the proper practices or giving out the lead paint pamphlets. So it's increasingly important, and I'm a contractor myself, a third generation family contractor since 1954, and we operate in about four states, and it's just overwhelming at times. And the reason we came up with this with our with a national law firm, Berenson, which is nationally acclaimed in the country for being one of the leading authorities in home improvement law, is because it's so complex today. You know, a regular contractor going out there has a tough enough time just dealing with day-to-day and getting leads, getting new customers and installing and estimating properly and paying their taxes and running it and all the bookkeeping work. So the legal end kind of sometimes falls through the cracks. And most local lawyers, I'm not down on them, just are not abreast of each state's law. It's a kind of a specialty field. So they may be good for real estate, they may be good for personal injury cases and accidents, but they don't necessarily know much about the home improvement law. And many a times I've found in the past I'd have to wind up paying a lawyer to learn about it. So this NAPAC is kind of like a LegalZoom.com type of association where we have done all the legal work for everybody, and they're getting at a fraction of the cost that they would have to pay a lawyer.
Now I want to talk about that. I know that your law firm just finished, and you just mentioned them just finished a review of 80 contracts from contractors from all sizes across the country. And the reviews were checked out for the legality of these contractors, based on both federal and state laws. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I would like Stephen Klein to address this. Is that fair, Stephen?
I'd be happy to.
Great. We're going to come back with Stephen Klein with the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors, NAPAC for short. All right, we're going to take a short break. Take a short pause. Don't forget, please support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Yay! Y'all come back now, yeah?
Excuse me, where can we find countertop surfaces?
Aisle 12.
Thanks.
Sure.
Remember, honey, we have to be practical.
We haven't even seen the options yet. Why do you have to spoil my fun?
I'm just saying.
Oh, here we are. Look at all these beautiful patterns.
Look at those disgusting prices.
I've been daydreaming of this kind of look in our kitchen.
I've been having nightmares about trying to afford your daydreams.
Honey.
Can I help you two with anything?
I need a countertop with a lot of style.
That fits our budget.
I think I have just the thing for you. This is the Formica 180FX collection. It offers big, beautiful stone patterns, but at the price of laminate, it's an affordable surface.
I love it.
Yeah, Formica 180FX is the best of both worlds. There are 16 styles, so I'll let you two explore.
Here we go again.
Oh, honey, look at this one. And this one.
Designed for all kitchens, this is Formica 180FX. This is the new realism. Find your dream look at Formica180FX.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
To the only home improvement radio show on air today that was named by WebTalkRadio.us InfoByte as one of the three most listened to weekend radio, internet, home improvement shows on the air today. Where every listener is a king, but no one wears a crown. This segment to Home Talk though is sponsored by Coach House Accents. That's right. One of the leading manufacturers and distributors of garage door accessories, door trim, decorative garage doors, trim, and door hardware. Check them out at CoachHouseAccents.com. And as always, we sure hope you check out our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. I have my online poll. And also you can check out all the great websites that we operate here at Home Talk that help support this show. Because as you know, none of our guests are charged to be on this radio program. Hey, we're having a great conversation with Stephen Klein. He's with the National Association of Professional Accredited Contractors, NAPAC for short. Basically, they are a legal outsource professional organization for contractors and remodelers. And just for the break, though, Stephen, you was explaining a little bit about your organization and what you do. And you just, as I said, your law firm, who you mentioned, just reviewed about 80 contracts from contractors of all sizes all across the country. And basically you were checking the legality of their contracts based on both federal and state law. With that being said, I mean, what were the results of this review?
It was pretty frightening. What happened was as we were going through it, the first 10, they weren't legal. The first 20, the next 10, which was 20, weren't legal. 30, 40, 50. So the end result was only one contract, only one was considered legal in the state that they were operating in. So it was 99% plus that was illegal, which was quite surprising, obviously, to everyone, including the people that were using their contracts. Some people had said, some of the contractors said, well, I went to a lawyer, and what do you mean it's not? And we specifically, cited law in their states, whatever state it was, Michigan, California, what have you, and there's certain things that are just common. 3-day rescission notice is a federal law that people have a cooling off period. They can cancel within 3 business days. Some states have some technical types of revisions, and one being in the state of Delaware that the contract must appear in red or blue ink in order for it to stand out to the homeowner. So in that particular case, someone was violating, and it seems like a small technicality, but nonetheless, that customer could wind up getting that job for free in the state of Delaware.
Yeah, that's a good point, because the repercussions of this is if you involve an illegal issue, the contractor could be 100% in the right, but by him using an illegal contract, then it nuns and void the contract, then all of a sudden the contract's in some serious problems and can face some serious financial penalties, or, as you said, he might have to write up that check and the consumer or the homeowner can get that job for free, and it's happened.
Yes, in the state of New Jersey, if they consider it in any way deceptive trade practice or fraudulent, they could actually make it treble damages, which is 3 times the cost, three times the amount of the contract. So a $10,000 job could wind up being $30,000 in the state of New Jersey's eyes. So it's really critical, and it's not. I don't believe for 1 minute we checked out a lot of these contractors, spoke to them, went on their websites. A lot of them are very intelligent, smart people. This is a case where people just don't have the resources to know where to go to. That's why we did this. And it's not just about, there's no secret here. The government is broke. The federal government is broke. The states, the counties, townships, everybody's. And what they're doing is any way that they can try to find money, they're going to find it. And so more and more, as a contractor, you're under more scrutiny. I'll give you another quick example is the misclassification of employees or 1099s. 1099s being an independent contractor. And we have forms for that for each state because it is a state-by-state issue. They can come in. You can have subcontractors as a general contractor working for you. And the government, the state or county, actually usually the state or federal, could come in and audit you. And if they deem that there is not enough evidence that the contractor is indeed an independent contractor, such as having their own corporation, having their own tax returns, having their own tax ID numbers and things like that, and they're buying their own tools and equipment and so forth, they can turn around and say, this person is really an employee, and we want to get all the back taxes that, you know, that a W-2 would get, the unemployment penalties, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever they charge it for taxes, Social Security, FICA, and it's been happening more and more in the country.
Why can't a contractor simply just go to their family attorney or get get in compliance though? That's what's confusing.
Yeah, well, that's the point. A lot of, once again, I think I said earlier, to reiterate, a lot of the attorneys, local attorneys, they just don't know the home improvement law. I could tell you myself personally that I interviewed more than 15, you know, to 20 different lawyers over the last couple of years, just talking to them, and I would bring up certain subjects, and they just didn't have any idea about it. It wasn't their bailiwick. It's kind of like today a general doctor. They might know a lot about, you know, a little bit about a lot of things, but if you had cancer, you wouldn't go to him for that. If you had a heart problem, you would go to a cardiologist. If you had a ear, nose, and throat, you'd go to that type of doctor. And I think that's what's happened, Michael. You know, 20 years ago or so, there wasn't as many laws on the books. People didn't have to know as much. It was not as complicated. And one other thing that my law firm, you know, and we have found out through a lot of research that we have done in the industry, it's a very incestuous industry. Meaning that somebody goes to work for, you know, contractors.
Steve, we're out of time. We're out of time. I apologize. Wow. Time just flew. Give us that website again. How can we reach you?
Yeah, it's www.napac.net. www.napac.net. And
NAPAC.net.
Get
great.
More information.
NAPAC NAT. Tell you what we're going to do is next time we schedule, we're just going to have to go the whole hour because this is just too valuable and I just don't have that kind of time. Hey, we're going to have to take a short break. Come back with Paul Tolb with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions talking about EPA lead paint certifications and training. I'm the Cajun Man and this is Home Talk USA. And always support your local hardware centers and garden centers, independent centers.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use low E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with low E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. This segment to Home Talk Go is sponsored by Matthew Tools. That's right, manufacturers of the Easy Up Rock Lift for hanging sheetrock. That's right. To learn more, please check out easy-uprocklift.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. When you're checking out websites, we sure hope you visit our website at hometalkusa.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. We can help you with your home improvement projects. And according to the Alexa website information service, hometalkusa.com is now the second most visited website when it comes to home improvement information and education. And when you're there, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, my Facebook page. Hey, we even have Home Talk on Demand. That's right, 24/7, 365. If you happen to miss our live radio show we do on the weekends, hey, you can catch me during the week anytime, uninterrupted and in its entirety. Check out Home Talk USA, Home Talk on Demand at hometalkusa.com. All right, well, we had a great conversation with Stephen Klein with the National Association of Professional Accredited Contractors, which is basically a legal outsource for you professional contractors and remodelers. The email board has lit up, and I know we ran out of time, so we're definitely going to get him back on, and maybe we can just extend the whole hour because this is very, very important that we discuss this for your contractors out there. All right, talk about something else that's very important is lead paint. Lead paint. Laws out there now for contractors to abide by the lead paint training and certification. So I want to talk to Paul Tobe. He is with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions, which specializes in EPA lead training, certifying, and training. And hey, Paul, welcome to Home Talk again. How you doing, my friend?
Michael, always good to be on the air with you, my friend.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit before we get into what's happening, and you're giving, well, basically you're giving us an update of what's happening over there, Kachina. Just tell us a little bit about Kachina for our new listeners that might not be familiar exactly what you guys do down there.
Well, Kachina basically was, our mission statement was to become the one-stop source for everything a contractor would need to be in compliance with the lead paint laws, which went into effect last year, April 22nd, 2010.
Now, I understand you just attended a very important EPA meeting in Philadelphia with the EPA. That particular office covers, what, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia. I mean, what is happening with enforcement of this law? I mean, give us an update on that.
Well, I was at the EPA meeting in Philadelphia last year, and unfortunately, Michael, not a lot is happening in terms of enforcement. And I really have to be empathetic and compassionate with my friends at the EPA. They want to do the right thing, but unfortunately, they don't have the manpower to really be enforcing the law. And the law went into effect last year, April 22nd, 2010. And they're making every possible attempt to enforce the law, but unfortunately, they're not having great success, to be quite candid with you.
What? Wow. Now, what can homeowners really do if, I mean, so obviously, you know, they're going to have to maybe take matters in their own hand and try to protect themselves and just, and that's what we're doing here is educating. And, but with that being said, I mean, what can a homeowner really do to help catch contractors that are really breaking the law?
Well, really, the critical matter, Michael, is the fact that homeowners need to be aware of the fact that there is this law that is in effect. And in reality, the law basically states this. If you're living in a home that was built before 1978, there could be lead paint in that particular property. And therefore, because there could be lead paint, if you're having any work done that could be disturbing a painted surface, you need to be calling in a contractor that in reality is educated and aware of the fact that he needs to basically, number one, check for the presence of lead paint, and if there is lead paint there on the surfaces that he's going to be disturbing, he needs to be providing you certain surface, basically services, in terms of ensuring that whatever he's doing is going to minimize the spread of any lead paint dust and containment to your family.
And we've done shows in the past where you've had guests on this show where the homeowner actually thought that contractor was, you know, certified or licensed or whatever, trained, and come to find out it was almost fatal. I mean, horror stories are out there. So you have to do your due diligence. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand and, you know, this is just, it's a, well, how else can I say it's a serious matter?
And oh, it can help.
Yeah, yeah. Now, okay, let me say this. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is we're going to have to take a short break. I don't have time enough to ask you this question, but I am going to ask it, and then when we step off a break, we can finish our conversation. But I really want to know if a contractor is caught by the EPA, you know, for the violation, what's the punishment? But, hey, we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Paul Tolb. He is with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. They're one of the leading certified training of EPA lead paint laws and certification for contractors in training. to comply with the EPA law. And that's what we're talking here at Home Talk. So we sure hope you stay with us, and maybe we can help you. All right. Don't forget, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network through our broadcasting partner, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Yay!
This is an important announcement from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The purpose of the board is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation, which is covered under Louisiana Revised Statutes 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. The Louisiana Legislature passed Act 725 in the 2008 session, which affects electrical and mechanical contractors. Act 725 will require licensure for electrical and mechanical contractors when the cost of a project exceeds $10,000. This act shall become effective on January 1, 2009. Grandfathering will apply for those who meet certain requirements. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For questions, please call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. This segment for Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Earthsplain, the leading manufacturers of environmentally friendly fire grates and gas and wood-burning fireplaces. You can check them out at earthsflame.com. And when you're checking out websites, again, we invite you to go to hometalkusa.com, our website. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. I have my Facebook page there. We also have Home Handy City, that's right, our hardware store where you can purchase some great quality products at discount prices. This hardware store helps support this show, enables our guests to come on. We can invite them without charging them. So all our guests are here because all these are the best in home improvement information, education from around the globe. So check it out, HomeTalkUSA.com, Home Handy City on our website. All right, we're having a great conversation with Paul Tolb. He is with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. They specialize in the EPA lead paint certification and training, the federal EPA law that has that well, that governs lead paint. It is a law. Contractors must do certain things to protect you, the homeowner, in case you do have lead paint, or to check and see if you have lead paint, and if you do, there's certain things that the that's required by the law that the contractor must do. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about Paul's meeting in Washington with the EPA, well, in Philadelphia, governing certain states. But okay, just before the break, though, Paul, you was explaining some things, some little tips on what a contractor can do. What a homeowner can do to kind of catch the contractor, these contractors that are breaking the law. Now, if a contractor, say, was caught by the EPA, you know, the EPA themselves for this violation, would he or she just pay a fine for the job he was caught on? I mean, what's the ramifications here?
Ramifications really are, they're overwhelming because when you stop and think about it, the EPA, if they catch you in violation of this law, the fines are up to $37,500 per day per violation. Now, just think about it, Michael. You know, if you take a contractor who's working on various jobs and he's working on a project over multiple days, the dollars and cents can really... they can add up to the point where it's absolutely devastating for the contractor to even be able to pay the fine to remain in business. So it's really you know, very, very critical that a contractor be in compliance with the law, because he just can't afford to pay these kind of, you know, these kinds of fines.
Now, I need to tell you, you know, due to my research, there is quite a few contractors that are not complying with the law. Why is that? In your opinion, I mean, why is that they feel that, you know, they can kind of get away with it? Eventually, they're going to get caught. It's going to happen.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Michael. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of the contractors that we talk to, and we were just at the remodeling show in Chicago, and the people that we spoke to, I mean, you had a number of people that definitely were in compliance with the law. They were following everything, and they were doing a great job. Then you had a number of people that were kind of, you know, borderline. They were semi in compliance with the law. You had a good number of people that were basically saying, you know what, let them catch me. And the bottom line is, if they are caught, they're going to be fined. And for the most part, it'll be devastating in terms of the financial impact. But it's not just the EPA, Michael. You got to recognize the fact that if the government doesn't grab you, it could be the consumer himself by going to an attorney, and the attorney recognizing that this law is in effect, and the attorney may take action against you and may say to the contractor, listen, you didn't follow the law, so, you know, on behalf of my client, basically do the job at no charge. So there's a number of ways that a contractor can get themselves in trouble.
Wow. Well, hold on right there. There's the music. I got to... take a short break, take a quick time out so we can hear from some of our great sponsors here at Home Talk. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Paul Tolb. He is with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. That's what we're talking about here, the EPA lead paint law. And Paul's giving us a tremendous update. All right, we're going to take a short break. Please, please, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Ping, the Cajun Contractor. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. And this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right. I want to welcome you back. This is Home Talk USA. I am the Cajun Contractor, where each week I stand before you in judgment. That's right, taking your calls and answering your emails on pretty much anything that has to do with your home. Got a programming note. If you happen to miss our live radio show we do here on the weekends, you can catch our rebroadcast on the network you're listening to right here, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Just go to GCNLive.com every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Central Time. GCNLive.com. And this segment to Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Life Industries. That's right, manufacturers of the Boat Life brand of quality products, of stainless steel cleaners, restoration products, sealants, solvents, removers, and a complete line of waxes and polishers. You can check them out on a couple websites, BoatLife.com and HomeLifeIndustries.com. And, hey, we're having a great conversation with Paul Tobe. He comes in here each month. He is with Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. They specialize in the EPA lead paint certification and training of contractors so contractors can comply with the lead paint law. Paul, I've got time enough to ask you one question, and we're going to have to go, man. Time just flies by. Say a contractor let me reword it this way. If a contractor can avoid the EPA, is he home free to avoid getting in trouble? Okay.
Absolutely not, Michael. You know, a lot of times we talk about, you know, think back. I'm sure we all remember where we were when O.J. Simpson, the trial, where...
You're right.
yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Back in the day when O.J. Simpson was on trial for the murder of his ex-wife and her friend, Mr. Goldman, and basically, from a criminal standpoint, proven innocent. Was he home free? Absolutely not, because there were all kinds of civil penalties. And it's the same thing here. The EPA may not get you on this law, but a homeowner can, through their attorney. Basically, if a homeowner goes to their lawyer, and the lawyer says, well, did your contractor test for lead paint? Did your contractor make you aware of the law? And you say no, then basically, in reality, the lawyer, if he's smart enough, can say, you know what? Your contractor was in violation of the law.
Paul,
and
we're out of time.
They can get you that way from a civil penalty standpoint.
Yeah. Paul, we're out of time. There's music. Give us that website, the Kachina website.
Yeah, it's Kachina, K-A-C-H-I-N-A. LeadPaintSolutions.com, or for any questions, whether you're a consumer or a contractor, give us a call toll free, 888-800-5224.
Kachina, LeadPaintSolutions.com. Hey, Paul, see you next month. Thank you so much, my friend. Keep doing a great job.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, again, I want to thank Paul Tube with Kachina Lead Paint, and also thank Stephen Klein with NAPAC. All right, that about does it. Wow, another hour in the can.
Environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.